Hi, my name is John Richards, and I'm a shareholder in the Labor and Employment Group of Greenberg Traurig, and I'm also a member of our retail industry group. I'm here to talk about how retailers can mitigate risk in the employment space during the holiday season at a time where consumer demand is up, where retailers face scheduling challenges, and employees are frequently calling in sick. Half the battle is just spotting the issue. So I want to walk through with you some of the issues that we think retailers commonly face as I address them in my article. The first, sick days. As you can imagine, during the holiday season, employees call in sick more than ever. And they're always calling in sick on the days when the employer needs them the most. It could be the day after Christmas, it could be New Year's Eve. An employer may be inclined to say, no, come in anyway. Or more likely, okay, you can call in sick, but you're going to be disciplined for doing so. I know why you're taking off, and they're suspect because of the day in which they're calling in sick. And what retailers have to realize is that many of them are operating in jurisdictions, whether it's a state or a city, that have paid sick leave laws. And these paid sick leave laws are very employee friendly. They broadly define what constitutes paid sick leave. They put limitations on the amount of notice an employer can require an employee to give. They prevent employers from denying paid sick leave requests, from retaliating or disciplining someone who uses paid sick leave, or for asking certain questions around the leave itself. So while your gut may be to discipline or deny the request, you want to take a second look before you do so, depending on where your store is located. Another issue that we're seeing a lot of goes back to the common principle that most people who are watching this video already know, that under federal law, all non-exempt employees are entitled to overtime for every hour they work over 40. This common principle, however, can become difficult for retailers, especially during the holiday season, when retailers have employees working at multiple store locations. And each of these store locations have their own record-keeping systems, which in and of itself, again, is fine. But if someone is recording hours at store A and separately recording hours at store B, the retailer has to bucket those hours together for purposes of determining whether or not the employee is entitled to overtime. Another major issue to think about is that during the holidays, retailers are so busy and there's such a consumer demand, employers and managers may be inclined to reach out to non-exempt employees outside working hours, and they may reach out to them via email or phone or text message to ask them a question or engage in a work-related task. Again, that's okay, but you have to remember that non-exempt employees cannot work off the clock. So you want to see if your technology systems allow for these employees who are working outside of working hours to record their time, when they make the phone call, when they take that text, when they respond to the email. And if you don't, you may want to consider limiting non-employees' access to the company's technology systems and reminding managers that if you reach out to employees outside of working hours that are non-exempt, they're going to have to record all of their time related to the work that they do. And lastly, during the holiday season, temporary workers can be a great solution for retailers to face an increasing customer demand. However, sometimes hiring temporary workers places retailers in a catch-22, because on the one hand, retailers need to train and supervise these temporary workers, especially with respect to wage and hour issues. But on the other hand, they do not want to be held liable as a joint employer. It's very important to look at the contracts governing temporary employees and make sure that those contracts have the right indemnification and assumption of defense provisions that will protect the company in the event that the temporary employees, individually or as a group, bring a lawsuit against them. I encourage you to read our article. I hope these tips help you, and have a great holiday season. Thanks.